Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons and other podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcasting platform. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. This month, New Hope celebrates its 30th anniversary. We will be sitting down and talking with people who were here when it all began. This week on the podcast, Mary Ellen Howard joins us to talk about how she raised three generations of Howards at New Hope. Mary Ellen, thank you for being on the podcast today. You've been a longtime member here at New Hope.
And
one of the few that are still around that were here during the time of Sedalia and Levere's coming together to create New Hope in Castle Rock. So I just have a few questions for you about that. And that would be, let's just kind of start off with what brought you to New Hope or Sedalia or Levere's. Which one were you at?
Sedalia.
So what brought you?
I didn't know there was one in Levere's, and we went by Levere's to get to Sedalia from our house. We were up in the north end of Douglas County.
Okay. So what brought you to Sedalia back in the day? And
we had been affiliated with Presbyterian Church in California prior to moving here, and we wanted to find a Presbyterian Church in Douglas County, and it was Sedalia that we found. Interesting story, on the first day we went there, first Sunday we went there, there was a sign on the door that there were no services today due to the death of the minister. We thought, oh my goodness, this place, they're going to need people. We just thought it. Looked at it that way, mm-hmm. and joined.
Wow.
Afterwards.
So their pastor had passed away.
He took his life.
Okay.
He had been a prisoner of war, and he had had all sorts of reasons to not feel good, and so I'm sure. So anyway, that was a crazy story, but that was our first knock on the door or appearance at the church. Go ahead.
And you went there because you were part of a Presbyterian church?
In California. Prior to moving here. We moved here in 1970.
Okay. But did you and your family move a lot, though? Was Joe in the...
We were in Young Life.
Oh, Young Life.
And Young Life moved us.
But your son Joe is in the Navy.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm getting that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So then you were part of Young Life. You moved to Colorado in 1970. You became
To start teaching.
To start teaching. And you started at Sedalia. What was... Sedalia, was it Sedalia Presbyterian Church?
Uh-huh.
What was that like for a while before?
It was small, mm-hmm. and we did a lot together with Levere's. For 7 years, we did the Vacation Bible School together and shared the minister. He went to Levere's at 9 o'clock and came to Sedalia at 11. And more and more we did things together with Levere's, and then thought, why don't we just join each other, because we're so little and we could have better outreach maybe if we were one church.
Yeah.
But Sedalia people didn't want to go to Levere's. Levere's didn't want to go to Sedalia.
So then you made everybody travel.
So the majority of people decided to come to Castle Rock, which was growing, which was little too, mm-hmm. at that time, but it was growing.
Was it like 6,000 people at that time?
I could not tell you that. It was growing.
Yeah. And when was that? That was 89, right? When it
officially
moved. But when did the process start? do you think?
Oh, gosh, probably, I don't know, but probably 80.
Okay. And wow, that long it took.
Well,
yeah.
Well, talk about it, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yes.
Yeah, what, tell me a little bit about that process. What was the process like? Were there people, was everybody on board to move to Castle Rock?
We were just such families, and we just talked about it informally for quite a while, and had a couple different ministers, and most people just were of the same mind. Most people, not everybody, mm-hmm. And most people moved to Castle Rock Church.
And then what I understand was there was a small amount of people that stayed in Sedalia or Levere's at the church and kind of plugged along for a while. Is that, do you?
You know, I don't remember that. I think we sold both churches.
Yeah.
I don't remember that the church of Sedalia, even at Levere's, remained a Presbyterian church.
Did they sell to maybe like a community church or became something else? No?
You know, I just...
I didn't want to stump you. That was
you stumped me. But I just know what most of us did.
Mm-hmm. So what was that like, kind of getting things together and deciding to move here? You had to buy land, and then you had to build a building. So was there like a building committee, or because it was a small church, right? You only had
two small churches.
Two small churches. So what did together. That combine
and,
to?
And
about?
By the way, I love that story of churches coming together instead mm-hmm. of splitting.
Yeah,
I just think that's great. And so, right, we knew my husband was really proud of the lot he found here because he was in real estate.
Yeah, was he part of that?
He found this lot and showed it to people who were looking for property here and saved it to the Saturday they went out looking for property. He saved this to the last for some reason. He thought that was... And don't you think it's turned out to be a great lot?
Yes. That there was definitely foresight there.
But they had to... meet for 3 years, I think, in high school.
Yeah.
On Sundays.
At Douglas County?
Mm-hmm.
High school.
And then come back.
Yeah.
To and then have the groundbreaking and all for the church. And I was not involved in the finances that much, so I'm not sure how we did all that.
Well, how, why did they choose Castle Rock? You mentioned it was growing. Did people really think that Castle Rock would grow to the point like it is today?
Probably not, but it obviously was growing, and it was the center of Douglas County.
Yeah. At the time.
Yeah.
Or it still is.
Yeah, I think it still is, yeah. Probably. Well, Parker argues about that.
So if there were hesitations about moving here, did it have anything to do with Castle Rock, or was it more people just didn't want to drive down to Castle Rock? They wanted to have their church in their own community. Do you have any insight into that?
Some people just don't, I don't know, but I thought it's just people just don't take to change mm-hmm. readily often.
Yeah.
So I think that was it. I just think of a couple families that I remember who just went to, they didn't want to do this, and yeah. I'm not sure why.
Yeah. So then tell me about the first couple of years being in Castle Rock in the new building, because this is the only thing out here.
Yeah.
The road stopped
yes.
up by Castle Rock. And But was the road actually not paved for a while
at first when it was built? I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
Kind of a dirt road up to the church?
Yeah, I'm not sure it went all the way through either. But the potential was obvious.
Yeah.
And it grew. It grew like we thought it would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even I started here in 2015, even in those 3 to 4 years, like the amount of growth I've seen here is just crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Like when I remember when I started here, there was still horses out across in the meadows.
Really?
Yeah. They still had do you call it a pack of horses? So what the?
Oh, really? Okay.
But soon, that land got all bought out and the horses were gone. And I remember Aspenview Academy, uh-huh, up the hill here. Uh-huh. I could see that school from here because there wasn't all those houses yet. And now all those houses were built just in 3 years.
I hear you. I believe it.
Yeah. What has it been like to see God work through New Hope for the last 30 years? As two churches came together to create this community?
Well, starting with my family, the church has been here for 3 generations. Mm-hmm. Our cousin Sedalia, our boys were in high school, and that was their church. And then after we moved here, one of the sons still lives in Douglas County. Well, two of them, close enough to the church too. And his kids have gone through numerous mission trips, mm-hmm, and the church has been here for 3 generations. Mm-hmm. And so I am pretty passionate about the church. And then when we lost Joe, how they gathered around, and it's just been a good family church for us. Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we?
No, yeah, that's good. It's
yeah, I've just talked about the family, but how we saw it grow. I just have loved the emphasis that has been the same, but increasing in a way, of loving the Lord our God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and says different ways, all mm-hmm through Scripture. Yep. And that's what you see when you enter the church on the big murals in the front of the church to remind us what the emphasis, and Russ is so good about that and reminding us that there's not anything you can do to make the Lord love you more or less, mm-hmm, but it's love that is the emphasis, and I think that is so Christian.
Yeah, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
Oh, absolutely, and we're emphasizing that more and more through the years, mm-hmm, don't you think?
I think we need to in some ways,
Yeah.
I think with, definitely with our age and technology, that there's so many ways people can learn new things and differing opinions and differing facts, that arguments start to become a sport, and then people start hating others because they think differently than them, or they are different than them. And I think it's technology makes that easier for people to do. And so I think
we need the reminder. Yep. And we see it every Sunday when we walk in and we hear it. Mm-hmm. And I have to say also that the music has just been terrific. Our music director writes the music to match the sermon. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. And it just all goes together. I love it.
Yep. Yeah, and even sometimes It's amazing. We'll have meetings for worship planning and stuff. But some Sundays when you get together, everything just will flow almost magically together of just sort of the simple common theme throughout. And so it's cool when that happens.
It seems to me it always happens.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Russ out there. He's being loud.
That's who's being loud.
So for 30 years, New Hope has been a community, seeing God work through it, seeing your family go through three generations of Howards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's pretty special. That doesn't happen very often anymore, except for really small towns.
But we just, enough of us stayed geographically here. Makes a difference.
Yep. What would be your hope for New Hope in the next 30 years?
I would have to say more of the same. I just think that our emphasis is the right emphasis. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
What we stress and our outreach and that's continuing to grow, I think, are the different ways we outreach the community, reach out to the community. I love that. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot more of all the time of loving our neighbor as ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I realize I'm young, and I've only had...
Yes, you are.
I've only had a certain amount of experiences, but I've worked in a couple of different churches. I grew up in a church, and to me, when I found New Hope, it was a place that I thought to myself, I need to hang on to this. Because especially staff at a church, churches can be
hard, awful
places sometimes.
I suppose.
Hard. And, but New Hope had this spirit of generosity, of playfulness, openness, loving. You really get a sense that people here love you for who you are and are okay with who you are. You don't have to put on a mask,
I'm
to be here.
Glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
That's the way it looks to me.
Yeah. And so, and that's why when the associate pastor position had opened up, Michelle and I decided we wanted to, go for it. And
I love it.
But that also made it a very stressful time too, because it was like, well, what if we don't get it? What are we going to do? Do we stay? Do we go? Like,
good,
and it was just,
And
looking back, I probably got way more stressed than I needed to, but I think the stress just came from a place of, we love this place.
You didn't want to move.
Yeah. We didn't want to move on from it. We want to be a part of what's going on here. And so I think your hope for the next 30 years would be the same as mine, that this place just continues to be a place where people find it to be a home, and that they have family here and love God, love people, and be a part of that.
Oh, that is, I was reared in a church that did not stress that, and I resent that now. Because they stress John 3:16 every Sunday, mm-hmm. but forgot the greatest commandment when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was.
Yep.
Where was that when I grew up?
Yeah. And everything in the Bible, points towards loving God and loving people.
Yeah. Back in, I think, Jeremiah, that same, sometimes they say heart, mind, soul, and I don't know, sometimes there are four.
Yeah.
But, all through Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And how people can miss that in a church.
Uh-huh. And then, like the Ten Commandments, you can break them up into five are about how to love God, and five are about loving others, you know?
There's a sermon for you.
Yeah. Well, that's why Jesus summarized it. He said, you've heard the law, and, you know, summarized it as love God, love people.
And that was in the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's so...
Yep. But sometimes we get caught up in how to there's a clock in this room that keeps chiming. We get caught up on how do we love others. I think that's where all the
differences
come. Because if we think about specifically in our context for our church, a couple of years ago we made the marriage decision. And for some people, loving those who have same-sex attraction means to tell them that they shouldn't do that because God said that that's not right, right? And so then that's actually loving them to keep them from doing something that God doesn't want them to do. But that's, I think, that's kind of how people get churches split
different
and stuff.
Different opinions about loving.
Yeah.
I worry about not even at this point with all this emphasis, I still can work on loving my neighbor as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be 90 next month. I ought to know. But
yeah.
It still takes work.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my mind, if we're supposed to love as Jesus loves us, and we always teach people that Jesus loves us no matter what.
Right.
Then that means, we should love people no matter what.
Wow. You're right. I know it. It's Christian.
Yeah. But we're human. We get caught up in our own prejudices and biases. So
I just think it still takes work all your life.
Yep. Yep. It never stops.
So.
Well, do you have anything else we didn't talk about that you want to share about New Hope in the last 30 years, coming up on our 30th birthday, 30th anniversary?
It's such a family, and of course I love that. And yeah. But I just go back to what we emphasize, and I think it's so right. All the years, yeah.
So just keep the spirit going of
to ourselves,
loving God, and, loving neighbor, and
yes,
not creating drama or drama doesn't need to be made.
Yeah, not exploiting that at all.
You know, and I guess we're not a perfect church, so we'll have that sometimes, but. In my experience, this church has way less drama than churches I've worked at, other churches.
Really?
Yeah. But the other churches I worked at have been smaller, and and they're type of churches that tend to not be so open. And what I see with a lot of churches that are small like that, they tend to be on that path to dying, to not being a church anymore, that eventually they'll have to close their doors.
And judgmental.
And so the thing that interim pastors, transition pastors come in and say to them is, you need to decide if you're going to change, if you're going to become more open to the community around you, more loving and accepting, or you can stay the same. But just know that this is the path, that this church will be no more at some point if you go down that path. And most of the time, they choose to die as a church because they just
won't change.
They've held on to the things that they think are extremely important in church and won't move.
One personal thing I love is that Jack and Lee Penny. And we joined the church in Sedalia the same day.
Mm-hmm.
we are still neighbors.
Yeah.
and they're still here.
Yeah, they're ones that are on my list to try and talk to on this too.
And that is, we could stay friends and appreciate the same thing all these years. Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
That's very cool. Well, if you feel good about this and reminiscing about the last 30 years, you don't have anything else to add, then we can end it. Does that sound all right?
I could bring up a lot of things that are good, but it's hard for me to find anything wrong mm-hmm. with the church, so we can just stop here.
Well, thank you, Mary Ellen, and it's always a pleasure to get together with you. You always brighten my day when I see you, and you just kind of have that you just kind of have that energy and spirit about you, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. The church did it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary Ellen.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thank you for listening. And if you like our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with others on any social media platform.